before we go into the wrap-up, this is our Q&A time. If there's anything anybody has any energy to bring up, from the biggest to the smallest issues, we're welcome to talk about them, try to answer any questions. I don't see a plethora of hands going up. In fact, I see no hands going up. So then I'm going to ask Martha to give us an update on the tour situation.
Okay, the tour. The bad news is that in order to have a tour guide meet us and take us on a tour, we would have had to apply a week ago. Equally unfortunate news is to be on the scheduled tour, the last one left at 3 o'clock. Now, the either good news or bad news, depending on how you want to take it, is we could go on a tour and I'll be your guide. I've been here 18 years and I know the buildings. And if I forget the dates, I have my handy dandy official campus guide to look for. So if you want to go, I'd be happy to take folks around for about, probably take an hour to make a move around.
So after we're done, a few minutes after we're done, we'll congregate with Martha and whoever wants to do that. So my final remaining task here is to do the usual thank you. So first I would like to thank Tim and Bill and Klaus and all the other, Jim, the other session chairs for keeping time. Thank you. And even more the speakers, of course, without whom there wouldn't really be any conference. And I would like to encourage all speakers to please meet my deadline of 2 weeks from Monday for the paper. Thank you very much. But at least to write a paper and we'll put it in. And Hans, I do want your full paper of Plaintech and or what the Luatech update that you presented previously. So thank you to the speakers. And more personally, we have Jennifer. I forgot to mention last night, Jennifer and Alan snapping photos in many times and many places. I know many other people have too. So thank you to them. Anybody who wants to, you know, we always go through the photos, make them available. If you want to make your photos available, the best way to do that is to put them online somewhere and send me a URL. I don't really want to get 100 megabytes of photos in my mailbox. And actually the easiest thing is just like a zip file or something of the photos. You know, I don't really want to go through a GUI looking at 500 photos either. You know, I have my own ways of filtering all that out. And also, the last and most important thing about photos is, if anybody else wants to go through the photos for this and pick out the ones for the proceedings, I would so love to get that job on. That takes, I swear, it takes as long as editing half the volume.
Why don't we open a Picasa account called TechBullet with it?
I nominate you to take care of the photos for the proceedings. You can do it any way you want. If Picasa or anything, I don't care. Anyway, so that's the story on photos. Second to last, we have Peter Cholak and Mick, whose last name I'm never going to be able to pronounce.
Detlefsen.
Yeah, what she said. The editors of the Notre Dame Journal of Foreign Logic, who made this conference possible, they dedicated Martha's time to it. They gave us lots of financial help, lots of logistical help, and so we've got to thank them, really. And last, of course, we have, once again, Martha, without whom, you know, all of you know how much she's done to make the conference work. So thank you so much.